请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始今天下午的祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, commence this afternoon's prayer section.
唱诗410首。
Please sing hymn 410. Let's refer to John chapter 10.
愿读第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得了更丰盛。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I've come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
这是主耶稣对我们的应许。
This is the promise of Jesus Christ.
他说他是好牧人。
He is the good shepherd.
他来要叫羊得生命。
So he comes, then the sheep will gain life.
谁是羊?
And who are the sheep?
羊就是我们每一个人。
The sheep refers to each one of us.
耶稣是好牧人。
Jesus Christ is a good shepherd.
好到什么程度呢?
So how good he is.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd, will sacrifice for the sheep.
就是为着羊的好处。牺牲他最宝贵的生命。
For the benefit of the sheep, the shepherd even give his life up.
这种爱，人世间是找不到的。
You can never find such kind of life on earth.
那因为他的爱，所以我们可以得生命。
Because of his love, so we can gain life.
这个生命就是永生。
And this refers to the eternal life.
属灵的生命。
And also the spiritual life.
他给我们一个应许，要得着更丰盛。
He gives a promise that we may have it more abundantly.
不但要得生命，要得着更丰盛。
Not only we may have life, and we may have it more abundantly.
这是我们生活一个追求的目标。
This is the goal that we should pursue for.
得生命本身，这是一种恩典。
It is actually a blessing to gain life.
我们在受洗重生，所以重生就是重新得到属灵的生命。
Going through the process of water baptism, we gain a new life.
但是要得更丰盛的生命，这就是要需要追求。
In order to gain more abundant life, we should pursue for.
就要花时间花功夫去追求。
We have to spend time and effort to accomplish.
那这也是我们联恩会的目标。
So this is the purpose of holding the spiritual convocation.
这个要得更丰盛的生命，跟我们的生活形态有关系。
And in order to gain the abundant life, it has to link to the style of our life.
好，我们先来看马太福音主耶稣对我们的一个警告。
Let's study the warning of Jesus Christ.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太二十四章
Matthew chapter 24
37节
Verse 37
24章37节
Matthew chapter 24 verse 37
挪亚的日子人子降临也要怎样38节
38
当洪水的日子人照常吃喝嫁娶直到挪亚进方舟39节
39
不知不觉洪水来了把他们全都冲去人子降临也要这样
But as the days of Noah wereSo also with the coming of the sun be. 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the son of man be.
日光之下没有新事啊。
There's no new things under the sun.
主耶稣再来的日子要跟挪亚的日子一样。
So the coming of Jesus Christ will be exactly the same as the days of Noah.
那挪亚的日子是怎样
？So what are the days of Noah?
这里说，人照常吃喝嫁娶。
And they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
一直到挪亚进方舟。
Until the day that Noah entered the ark.
吃喝有没有错？没有。
There's nothing wrong of drinking and eating.
神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
God give us the food, give us eating and drinking, and we are very joyous.
这是神的恩典。
And these are the blessings of God.
嫁娶有没有错？
Is there anything wrong with marrying and giving in marriage?
婚姻是神设立的。
A marriage is established and instituted by God.
雅歌里面用婚姻来描写神跟人的爱情。
And Song of Solomon used a marriage to describe the relationship between God and man.
这也是神的恩典。
And this is also the blessing of God.
但是为什么圣经要说洪水以前的日子人照常吃喝嫁娶呢？
Why the Bible say that?For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
也就是他们生活的中心，生活的焦点是吃喝嫁娶。这个问题在这里。
The problem is they focus only in eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
也就是吃喝嫁娶变成生活最重要的。
And eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage become center of their life.
你看我们现在。在社会上人的生活。
Let's take a look of the people in this society.
我天天不是为着吃喝嫁娶吗？饮食男女。
And today, fight for eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
生活就是为着这些。
And this is what they are strive for.
挪亚造方舟。
And the time when Noah made the ark.
挪亚也传警告。
And he was also preached the message of warning.
所以那个时代的人不可能没有听到。
And during that era, it's impossible for people not hearing the message of warning.
因为一个老人在山上造一个方舟，这特不一样。
An old man was building an ark and on a mountain. It was so extraordinary.
一个老人一直在传，从来没有人讲过的大水要来到，这个谁没有听过
？An old man kept on preaching the flood is coming.
但是
，but
因为他们的心。就是吃喝嫁娶
，because their hearts only focus in eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
所以对这个挪亚船的警告就不知不觉。
So they have no feeling and pays no attention to the warning message of Noah.
有时候你很专注意开车。
Sometimes when you are very focused in driving.
哎，你有看到一个人跟你招手，你也没有看到。
And you may not even pay attention when somebody else. Waving hand to you.
因为当你很注意一点的时候，其他你就忘记了，看不到。
When you focus in certain area, you just pay attention to nothing.
当我们很注意世界的事情的时候
，So by the same token, when the person focus only in the secular matter,
那属灵的事情就不知不觉。
Then he pays no attention to the spiritual business.
所以为什么主耶稣说要叫羊得生命，得着更丰盛？好像我们这个世代的人很难体会到。
That's the reason why Jesus once mentioned about the man who will receive more abundant life. This is very hard for the people in this era try to understand.
因为这个世代人整个头脑就是在想怎么生活比较快乐。
Because in this era, people always strive and work for joy, for entertainment.
可能他的嘴、他的心也在感谢神。
Maybe in his lips, he praised the Lord and thanks the Lord with his lips.
因为生活快乐，这是神的恩典。
Because a person can live in a joyous life, it is the blessing of God.
但是这种的生活方式很难让我们属灵生命成长。
However, this kind of life is hard for a person to uplift his spirituality.
因为吃喝嫁娶已经占满我们的心，已经占满我们的时间，已经占满我们所有的 schedule.
Because our life is occupied by eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
你看，我们听到见证一个初信的信徒，只有三个月。学校功课很忙，他能够抽两个钟头来读圣经祷告。
As we heard a testimony, a newly converted member for just 3 months, and yet she could spend 3 hours in prayer.
所以啊，忙不是借口。
So a busyness is not an excuse.
真正的关键是在我们生活中什么比较重要。
The key is what is the most important things in our life.
就是优先顺序。
And this is the matter of priority.
如果你觉得这个很重要
if you think this is more important,
一个全时间的学生也可以一天两个钟头讨亲近神。
Even a full-time student who is so busy and yet she could devote time, 2 hours in prayer.
所以我们今天如果灵性要成长，一定要改变。
in order to uplift our spirituality, our lifestyle has to be changed.
生活如果没有改变,
if we do not change our lifestyle,
灵性不可能成长,
and our spirituality can never be uplifted.
你看我们现在来教会,
for instance, we come to the church.
哦, 我们离开了世界,
and we are no longer with the world.
你就比较容易专心祷告,
so we can focus more in prayer.
但这只有三天呢?
We only have this for 3 days.
但整这个结束了。
And after the end of the convocation,
我们回到家里面去,
we return home.
所以除非我们的家庭生活有一个彻底的改变,
unless there's a change of our family life,
我们的灵性就是在这里,
and we will never make any progress in uplifting our spirituality.
你已经没有心, 没有时间, 没有精神给神了,
because the person give no time, no room to the God.
所以我们在灵恩会啊要追求。
Therefore, dear spiritual convocation, we should pursue for this goal.
但是我们要下决心。
We also have to make a determination.
我们的生活要改变。
And we have to change our lifestyle.
什么？怎么改变呢？
And how to change our lifestyle?
主耶稣就是我们的榜样。
Jesus Christ is the role model.
耶稣来做人。
Jesus come to this world as man.
就是告诉我们做人要怎么做。
And telling us that how to be a man.
就跟主耶稣一样就对了。
As long as we follow his footsteps.
啊，你看主耶稣的生活很简单。
Jesus has a very simple life.
这个也不是说主耶稣没有用的我们都不能用。
It doesn't mean that what Jesus Christ did not practice that we should not do it.
主耶稣那时候没有电啊。
During the time of Jesus, there's no electricity.
也不是说跟主耶稣一样，所有电的都不可以用。
It doesn't mean that we cannot use any kind of electrical appliances.
而是它的原则我们要把握。
We have to hold on the principles.
什么是原则？
And what are the principles?
主耶稣来世界上就是要完成神的托付。
Jesus Christ coming to this world is to accomplish his mission.
所以跟这个没有关系的。
If nothing to do with this mission,
都可以把它省略。
And we can put aside.
把它放在次要。
We can put it in the secondary position.
那这样就很容易了解我们要怎么生活。
Then we'll be able to understand how going to adjust our lifestyle.
我们的目标。
Our goal.
就是追求神的国跟神的。
Is to pursue for the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
那除了工作这不能省之外。
Besides of our daily works.
那其他的跟这个没有关系的都可以省略。
Anything which is nothing related can be put aside.
那这样我们的生活就会多出很多的时间。
Then we will have more time.
我们就很容易来专心在神的事情上。
Then we can more focus in God's business.
所以我们要追求一个丰盛的生活。
In order to live in an abundant life.
要从生活形态改变。
We should change our lifestyle.
那到底我们要怎么让我们的生命丰盛？
How can we live in a more abundant life?
我们现在回来看。约翰福音。
Let's refer to John.
约翰福音的十五章。
The Gospel according to John chapter 15.
昨天晚上我们有查考过。
As we studied last night.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
I am the one, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
我们怎么知道一棵果树的生命有没有丰盛？
How can we know whether this tree has abundant life?
非常简单。
Very simple.
果树如果丰盛，它一定会结果子。
And an abundant tree will bear fruit.
因为它有足够的养分跟水分。
Because it has sufficient nutrition and water.
它长大成熟。
And it grow up and become mature.
所以它很自然就结果子。
And naturally it will bear fruits.
你不必勉强它。
You don't even have to force it.
这是很自然的。
This is so natural.
这是一个成长的表现。
And this is the manifestation of growth.
那基督徒的改变也不是一种勉强。
And likewise, you cannot force a Christian to grow up.
如果我们的改变是一种出于意志的一种勉强。
If we are forced to change.
可能没有办法吃太久。
It will not be able to sustain.
但是如果我们改变很自然。
If we can change ourselves naturally.
那我们的改变就可以持久。
Then our change will last longer.
那怎么让我们很自然的能够成长呢？
So how can we grow naturally?
这里主耶稣说。他是葡萄树。
As stated in verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine.
那我们是枝子。
And we are the branches.
枝子离开葡萄树就枯干了。
If anyone does not abide in the Lord, then he will wither.
因为没有生命的流露，这个交流。
and there's no life.
但是枝子如果接待葡萄树，
so if the branches are connected to the vine,
那它就会结果子，
and he will be able to bear fruit.
所以我们现在最重要的关键就是我们要跟主耶稣连在一起。
And the most important key is how we're going to connect to Jesus.
那这个跟主耶稣连在一起不是一种外在的。
It's not just superficial.
是一种内心的。
It's more internal.
你看主耶稣拣选十二个门徒。
When Jesus chose the 12 disciples.
这个十二个门徒跟耶稣跟着三年。
And they follow him for 3 years.
这个外在的身体跟主耶稣是在一起三年。
So physically they live with Jesus for 3 years.
但是他们有没有丰盛的生命？
And yet, did they have abundant life?
很显然的。在主耶稣升天以前是没有的。
Very evidently, prior to the ascension of Jesus Christ, they didn't have abundant life.
主耶稣升天以后，
and after his ascension,
他们开始照着主的吩咐求圣灵。
And they did in accordance to the instruction of Jesus Christ, praying for the Holy Spirit.
而且被圣灵充满。
And later on, when after they were possessed by the Holy Spirit,
那个时候他们生命才开始丰盛。
And they began to have abundant life.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
我们再看耶利米书十七章。
Let's refer to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
十七章的第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
耶利米书十七章的第七节第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8.
所以说，倚靠主，以主为可靠，那个人有福了。第八节。
Verse 8.
他必像树栽于溪水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果子不止。
Verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. Verse 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but her leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
这里说倚靠神。
And one who trusts in the Lord,
好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Just like a tree planted by the waters.
这个倚靠神就是跟神很亲近了。
And one who trusts in the Lord means that he is closely connected to God.
这个倚靠神就是你心里的最深处对神一种仰赖跟信靠。
So trusting in the Lord, that means in the inner heart, you look upon Jesus and trust in him.
你现在看到，有时候看到我们这里，你那个心把它一直挖到最后，你到底靠什么？
So sometimes we try to make a self-analysis and going really deep down, and who do we trust in?
我们常常是靠钱。
A lot of time we trust in money.
我们常常是靠人。
A lot of time we trust in others.
靠自己。
A lot of time we even trust ourselves.
那倚靠神就是你心里就挖到最深处，他的心是跟神连在一起的。
And trusting in the Lord means that when you go deep down onto the roots, you are connected to the Lord.
那这样的人好像树栽在水旁。
And this kind of person shall be like a tree planted by the water.
水是什么？
And what are the waters?
水就是圣灵。
And the waters refer to the Holy Spirit.
所以他的心跟神的灵是紧紧的连在一起。
Which means that his heart and the Spirit of God are closely connected.
神的生命，神的本质就借着这个圣灵充满在他里面。
So the essence of God and the Spirit of God are filled in him.
那这样的人呢，就生命就很丰盛。
Then this kind of person we have abundant life.
那我们怎么知道生命丰盛？
And how do we know that we have abundant life?
第一个。
Firstly,
炎热来到不惧怕。
So when the heat, he will have no fear when heat comes.
怎么知道他不惧怕？
How do we know that he has no fear?
叶子青翠。
Her leaf will be green.
叶子代表生命。
And leaf symbolizes life.
有一次我到这个非洲的 Zambia.
Once I had opportunity to pastor the churches in Zambia.
这是我到过最穷的一个国家。
And this was the poorest country I ever visited.
我一下飞机啊，从那个机场一直到首都。
The moment I stepped out from the airplane, from the airport to the capital.
所有的小树都死掉，因为三年没有下雨。
And all the trees died for 3 years that was dropped.
那只有大树中间那个有一些叶子是青的。
Only the big tree has some green leaves.
因为那个大树根扎的比较深，所以能够吸收到养分。
Because the big trees were deeply rooted.
所以这个炎热就代表我们的困难考验来到。 我们是不是有平安有喜乐
？So that he symbolizes tribulation and difficulties came upon. Could we still have joy?
哦，所以你看，彼得被下到监牢。
Just like Peter when he was jailed.
他很恼睡啊。
And he have a sound sleep.
这个叫做生命丰盛。
And this means he has abundant life.
这个叫做基督的平安住在他里面。
This is so-called the peace of Christ dwells in him.
就关在监牢里面，他可以超越监牢而进到主里面的安息。
Even he was imprisonment, he could still transcend, he could still break through and live in the Lord with abundant life.
把牢下到监牢里面。
When Paul was in jail,
他可以写腓立比书。
He could write the epistle to the Philippians.
充满着喜乐。
And he was full of joy.
这个叫做炎热来到。
This is so cool when he came, and she could still have green leaves.
你现在看了，我们现在股票开始掉下去。
Now take a look, the stock market, there's a crash, in the stock market.
这个效应会跑出来，可能明年后年会开始很多人会失业。
Maybe a lot of people, maybe a lot of people will begin to lose jobs next year.
那你有房地产要付钱了、
啊。You have to pay mortgages.
啊，有家庭的费用。
You have a lot of family expenses.
我们会不会忧虑？
Are we worried?
困难在那里。
And there are difficulties.
炎热来到，不害怕。
Just like when the heat comes, there will be no fear.
当我们的生命丰盛。
When we have abundant life,
我们跟神连在一起
we are so closely connected to God,
没有害怕
that we have no fear,
没有忧虑
and no worries,
因为我们知道
because we know that,
神掌管一切
God controls and takes care of everything,
所以我不怕
so I have no fear,
我有平安
I have peace
我有喜乐
in my mind, I have joy,
在神里面我有盼望
and in God, I have hope,
在神里面没有绝望
and in God, there's no hopeless,
因为他无所不能
because God is almighty,
所以基督徒不是经不起考验的。
Therefore, a Christian should be able to stand for tribulation.
基督徒不是温室里面的花朵。
And the Christians are not the flowers in the greenhouse.
是经得起考验，能够表现基督的平安。
They will be able to stand for trials and tribulation and manifest as Christ.
但这需要祷告，被圣灵充满。
And it's subject to one condition, we have to be prayed wholeheartedly and filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么我们要祷告？
That's the reason why we have to pray.
我们不要把祷告定义到非常的肤浅，因为你有困难，所以你要求他。
We shouldn't define prayer in a very superficial manner. When you only come